Being stressed is common today. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lawson Wilson, professor of psychiatry and family medicine at the University of Cincinnati, examines why and what to do about it.
Toxic stress is a fascinating medical and social mystery because, like pollution or global warming, it's all around us, yet too often invisible. Toxic stress is hard to measure, and most of us prefer to ignore it until we have to face it. Good and tolerable stress is good for us. It keeps us fit. But toxic stress over months and years can make us sick, accelerate aging, and cut years off our lives. Toxic stress is common. About 1 in 5 of us have experienced it, but doctors and our healthcare systems usually don't measure it or treat it. Stress is hard to measure because our stress response system is a complex system of systems. Think of an orchestra of organs playing effortlessly under the conductor, your central nervous system, for your survival day and night, from the day you're born to the day you die. Imagine trying to measure how well or poorly an orchestra plays. Each of us develops a unique stress response system, and our thresholds for toxic stress are specific to the adversities we face, our resources for coping, and our age. After months or years of toxic stress, first come persistent symptoms such as headaches, fatigue, or chronic pains. Then come stress-related conditions like obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, or depression. The good news is it's now possible to treat toxic stress and to reduce or reverse stress-related conditions through a variety of approaches and programs currently called lifestyle medicine. In addition to whatever medications or procedures are needed, these approaches combine the daily practice of high-risk health behavior changes over 6 to 9 months with the help of weekly small group meetings with other people working on the same goals. It's not quick or easy, but it works, it feels good, and it can save your life.
That was Lawson Wilson of the University of Cincinnati. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.